This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. And now let's dive right into the bay for our next story. Swimming to San Francisco from Alcatraz has a reputation of being almost impossible for the average person. There are tales of prisoners plotting the terrifying escape, as dramatized in the 1979 film Escape from Alcatraz.
Some men are destined never to leave Alcatraz alive. Since I've been warden, a few people have tried to escape. Most of them have been recaptured. Those that haven't have been killed.
But contrary to popular myth, the swim is possible. Just ask one of seven Native American women who signed up to swim across the bay with just 1 week of training. Facing down this swim isn't the biggest challenge they've taken on, but the idea is for it to help them tackle some of life's bigger obstacles outside the water. KALW's Angela Johnston has the story.
The sun is just beginning to rise over the glassy water at San Francisco's aquatic park. Karen Wapato is beaming as she emerges from the bay, peels off her goggles, and catches her breath.
How was it?
Oh, it was great. It was better than yesterday. I keep on just telling myself, you know, just stay calm, don't panic, keep breathing.
Wapato has never swum in the ocean before. And it's her second day swimming in the San Francisco Bay.
I can't believe I'm doing it. I can't believe I'm one of these people that swim in the bay. I've joined this elite group. You
know? Wapato is a public health nurse on the Colville Indian Reservation. That's in Washington State. Over the past few years, she's been battling diabetes and alcoholism in the lives of her patients and her own. Then she heard about PathStar. It's an intensive week of health and wellness education, topped off with a unique challenge, a one-mile swim across the bay from Alcatraz. The idea is for the lessons of this 1 week to extend a sense of hope back to the reservation. So Wapato signed up. It's only been 2 days, but she says she's pretty sure it's already working.
I'm not going to be able to just hold this inside. This is such a wonderful experience. And if I succeed, you know, I just can't imagine being able to say I swam Alcatraz.
Almost a fifth of Native Americans and Alaskan Natives have diabetes. Back in the 90s, PathStar founder Nancy Iverson saw this firsthand. She was working as a pediatrician on a reservation in South Dakota.
It is 85 to 90% unemployment there. The life expectancy is 20 years less than the rest of the United States. So it's real live challenges all the time.
Iverson noticed people didn't see a doctor until they were really sick.
But I also noticed a mindset of thinking about more what's not available than what is possible.
And then one day, back in San Francisco, Iverson went for a long swim in the bay.
It was so dark, but I was out past Alcatraz, just coming up to the Golden Gate Bridge when the sun was coming up, and it was so beautiful. And I looked back, and I saw my support boat with all the swimmers just silhouetted against it. And then I felt such awe. I thought, wow, it's amazing. Like, all these people are out here just to see me achieve a goal.
So with help from her swimming club, Iverson created PathStar, where Native Americans could feel that same sense of support around their health. It's something Teresa Bissett really needed when she signed up for PathStar.
I have diabetes type 2. I have liver cancer, thyroid, sleep apnea. That's about it, what I have.
Bissett started training for the Alcatraz swim back home, but getting into the bay made the challenge before her even more real.
Yesterday was a very challenging day.
Still, Bissett says she's already seen the positive effects of the training.
I've lost 40 pounds, and I eat healthier. I look forward to exercising every day, and I quit smoking 3 weeks ago. And my lungs are suffering from it right now, but I think I'm going to make it.
The week of Path Star training is packed with practice swims, but also yoga sessions, cooking classes, and tours of community vegetable gardens like this one in San Francisco's Bayview neighborhood.
Wow, aren't those beautiful? Those big.
All are integral to the training.
These are Canary Island date palm trees.
Date palms.
And they're very productive.
Again, PathStar founder Nancy Iverson.
It's really literally in your face with the swimming. But it also, it evolves during the week that we can start building that into other things. Like, so you skip breakfast every morning because you don't have time. So you only have a certain amount of time. So how are you going to face that challenge rather than just say you can't do it?
Hey, raise your hand if you're not a spectator.
By the end of the week, it's time for the big swim. It's 6 a.m. and the entire South End Rowing Club is wide awake. Over 50 volunteers and longtime swimmers are gathered in the lounge overlooking the bay.
Now, everybody's clear on how we start, right? The order is...
Each participant is paired with two experienced swimmers, or as Nancy Iverson calls them, swim angels. Their job is to guide their participant through the tides and around currents. Around 8 a.m., the PathStar swimmers board a boat to Alcatraz. Swim angels and spectators follow in kayaks and rowboats. After 8 practice swims over the past week, this will be the first time these women swim as a group from Alcatraz. At about 9 o'clock, Teresa Bissett is the first to jump into the water. Then the rest take the plunge, with swim angels by their side. Spotters follow them closely by boat to make sure all the swimmers are safe.
Sorry, I got water in my goggles.
That's okay. Looking good.
Today looks a lot like the morning that inspired Nancy Iverson to create PathStar over a decade ago. Steam is rising with the sun over the water. It's a perfect day for swimming. Slow but steady, the group makes its way across the bay. About an hour in, the swimmers reach the breakwater near Aquatic Park. And then the support kicks in even more. They're almost there. And even though some swimmers have done this before and were faster than the beginners, somehow they all end up together. And they swim the last stretch as a group, giving each other high fives and hugs as they reach the shore. For the first time all week, Teresa Bissett is glowing. Karen Wapato also stands tall, with tears of happiness.
I'm so glad, too, that each and every one of us made it, you know, that our whole team made it together, and we came in the same time. That was the happiest feeling. If any of one of us was left behind, you know, it wouldn't have been the same, but we all made it.
She says the support she's gotten this past week is what amazes her the most.
It's so heartwarming that people would do that for us, you know, make this, you know, a reality. I'm just overwhelmed, overwhelmed.
On a big scale, we just made a whole lot of dreams come true.
PathStar founder Nancy Iverson says now it's up to the swimmers to pass that sense of accomplishment onto their community. Again, PathStar participant Teresa Bissett.
I know that I can pass it on, and I want to pass it on to my family, my friends, my two sisters. I'm going to make sure that I have a healthy liver, and I want to rebuild that liver, and I want to live until I'm 100 years old. And I want to come down and swim again, and again and again.
For most people, this one-mile swim from this prison island is about escape and freedom. And in a way, it is for these swimmers, too. They thought it wasn't possible. But now they know it is. In San Francisco, for Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.